I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A new religion law in Tajikistan could make ministry difficult. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says it could ban children from receiving religious education, among other issues. Griffiths says camping ministry and other outreach would end, causing other problems.
You look at kids who get involved in drug abuse, sexual abuse, perhaps criminal gangs. You want to give children, obviously, the best opportunity they have of escaping these kinds of bad influences. And if children are forbidden to be instructed in the ways of Christ, obviously that's going to, cause quite a lot of problems and will have ripple effects throughout the country.
Next, in light of sweeping change of international scope, AMG International is looking for ways to affect cultural and spiritual change. Pluralism and religious extremism makes that a challenge. AMG International's Paul Jenks says they're marking 65 years, moving forward with tools like a Bible Institute and newspaper evangelism.
Certainly we are a mission that want to proclaim the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask the listeners to pray that we don't lose that vision and that newspaper evangelism will be a vision that we'll be able to give the people of the Muslim world an opportunity to hear and understand a clear presentation of the gospel.
And Transworld Radio knows that in Latin America, there are many church leaders who don't have access to Bible training. Without qualified instructors and training materials, it's difficult to grow the next generation of leaders. That's why TWR Venezuela initiated School of the Bible, providing radio curriculum, complimentary Bible correspondence courses, and CDs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devin Webb's CD, The Path, with songs we hope will help you in your walk with God along the path of life. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.